Is this new?
Well, the song's not new.
No,
that's
not
for sure.
The song.
No, it's been in the system for a while. Just never use it.
Huh. I don't love it as bed music, but I mean, like, I could just stop talking right now and listen to it for another couple of minutes.
Well, unfortunately, it's over now. That's it? All there was.
Oh, okay.
I love this. It's a great song. Actually, VH1 had it. We're talking about Come On Eileen.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the number one-hit wonder of the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, 80s music is my thing.
I really
feel like I missed out by not being alive.
Yeah, if I had a guilty pleasure when it comes to music, obviously I'm a hard rock heavy metal fan, but if I had a guilty pleasure, it'd be like 80s one hit wonders, 80s pop music. I actually kind of enjoy it.
We don't talk much NBA on this show. NBA doesn't have a huge fan base in Manhattan. I'm not really an NBA guy. John's not an NBA guy. Mitch, I don't think that you watch much NBA.
Huge fan of the Mavs. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no. But we need to talk about something here. I would say that the biggest fan base that there is in Manhattan is probably the Thunder. I think there's probably more Thunder fans than anyone else. Russell Westbrook last night has a triple-double, which is not news anymore. He's been doing it all season. But he had a triple-double with 57 points, 13 rebounds, and 11 assists. It's the most points that any player in NBA history has ever scored in a triple-double. And he has just been absolutely out of his mind good this year. And people still don't think that he's going to win the MVP. And I know that, like, I do leave that to the experts. I mean, if they tell me that he's not going to win the MVP, I probably believe him. But I just want to know why. I really want to know why Russell Westbrook can't win the MVP. Because this guy is doing things that no other player is doing, no other player has ever done. And he is the heart and soul of the Oklahoma City Thunder now that Kevin Durant is gone. I just don't get it. James Harden has been great this year. There is no doubt about it. He's averaging 29 points and I think 11 assists and 8 rebounds himself, which is great. But I just cannot get enough of Russell Westbrook and how important he is to his team, and I think that he should be the MVP.
I actually talked about this morning. So, like you mentioned, 57 points, 13 boards, and 11 assists. He has put up so many triple-doubles this year. 38 is the total amount of triple-doubles this year, which is insane. But he is 3 shy now of the league record that was set by Oscar Robertson in 1961-62.
Yeah, so he's going to pass it. It certainly looks like he's going to pass it. And it's amazing. And, you know, last night, his first half was kind of average. But after halftime, he had 36 points, 9 rebounds, and 7 assists. If he puts two halves together with that, that is 72 points, 18 rebounds, 14 assists in a game. They also were down by 21 points in the third quarter, and they rallied to force overtime and win in overtime. Absolutely amazing. So I think the Westbrook should get a lot more credit for that. Who was this against, by the way? My team, the Orlando Magic, which is the segue into the other thing that we're talking about.
A guy that just said, I'm not an NBA fan, but you root for the Orlando.
I root for him, but they...
Name one player for the Magic.
Because they just traded Serge Ibaka, who they got from the Thunder, for Victor Oladipo, who was actually really good. I think that's all I got. They have Serge Ibaka, who was on their team.
I can't name anybody.
Who was on their team earlier this season, and Victor Oladipo was with them before. But yeah, man, sorry, I strike out on that one. But I was really into Magic basketball when they had Dwight Howard and they were really good.
Sure.
I went to an NBA Finals game back in 2009. It was amazing when they played the Lakers. Got to see, you know, Kobe Bryant, Derek Fisher, everything like that. That was great. But yeah, they did my Magic dirty last night. Did Russell Westbrook with his triple double?
Well, you want to know a couple more NBA storylines here, real quick?
Okay.
Now that we're on the topic,
sure.
Okay, first there are a couple Wildcats in the NBA now.
Yeah.
Michael Beasley, he's still trying to work back from a hyperextension of his left knee, which was pretty ugly looking when he playing against the Cavs last month, and it's possible he can come back on the 2nd of April, which would be against the Dallas Mavericks. Right now, I mean, the Milwaukee Bucks have a shot at getting into the NBA playoffs as a 6 seed. But how about this? Roddy McGruder in the Miami Heat. Right now, if the playoffs started, would be a 7 seed, tied with the 8 seed, which I can't now. Now I'm blanking on who it is. I don't think it's the
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. But here's the deal with about the Miami Heat, because since Rodney McGruder has been a consistent starter when he took over, and he's missed a few starts, but when he took over, the Heat were 11-30. The Heat are now 37-38.
Mm-hmm.
That is insane.
Yeah. No, he's done a really nice job. The statistics really aren't that impressive with him. He's averaging 6.4 points a game, a couple assists per game, 3 rebounds a game. But Eric Spoelstra, the Heat head coach, talks all the time about how Rodney McGruder is really a glue guy, and he does a lot of things that don't show up on the box score, and he's a really important part of that team. That has been fun, and that is worth watching if you're a K-State fan, because, you know, K-State has not had a ton of success in the NBA since the days of Mitch Richmond and everything like that. And I think that Rodney McGruder, just because of the path that he took to get to the NBA, is something that should be praised if you're a K-State fan,
well,
for sure.
And Michael Beasley, even though he's out right now, when he was playing this season for the Bucks,
he
wasn't starting, but he was in double figures.
Yeah.
Consistently. And now hopefully when he comes back, both those teams could – I mean, if they both can get into the playoffs, I might be a little bit more interested.
True. That would be something that I would tune in to watch more.
Of course, they're in the Eastern Conference, and the Cavs are there.
I always watch the finals, but before that, it doesn't really interest me that much. But it would if I got a chance to watch Rodney McGruder and Bees on a nightly basis. You're going to be headed down to Orlando for
Saturday.
WrestleMania.
Correct.
So WrestleMania is on Sunday. You're going down Saturday?
I'll stay till Tuesday.
Okay.
So I'll be there. 8 a.m. is the flight, so most of Saturday, all of Sunday and Monday, and then leave early on Tuesday.
So you probably won't have a lot of free time before WrestleMania.
There will be, because it's Eastern time zone, and that'll start, 5 o'clock maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's all that time before that. Depends on how much I give myself, time to park and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And all day Monday to do whatever. Saturday needs something to do, because I'm not doing anything wrestling related on Saturday. And I've been looking around and of things to do in Orlando. Well, everything that comes up is Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld.
Where dreams come true.
I'm doing all that. I'm going to go back down to Orlando in November, do all that besides SeaWorld. And I've been there. I don't want to do theme parks while I'm down there. I mean, they're fun, don't get me wrong. And I've been looking for things to do. And you've been down to Orlando before, obviously. You went down for the NBA Finals. So you
been
said
down
you have
a couple
something.
Other times. Got some really close family friends that live down there. One of them works in the front office for the Orlando Magic, which is why I'm a Magic fan to begin with. And I'm going back down there in May because his daughter is graduating from high school. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that. It'll be my first time down there in a while. But as far as non-theme park things to do, well, first of all, I was going to say this. If you are interested in the theme park thing, I think this is a scorching hot take probably to most people, but I kind of prefer Universal to Disney World.
Well, you're not alone on that. I've never been to Universal. I've been to Disney World. I've been to all the parks at Disney World, but I've never been to Universal. I do want to go there. I will in November, but I'm not going to do it this time because I think it'd be a huge mistake to try to do it at this time because of especially all the wrestling fans that'll be in town, and those places will be flooded with people.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend all day in line.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's already expensive enough to get in there.
Right. Yeah, no, I've been to both places, and I preferred Universal, but I'm also a huge Harry Potter guy, and they've got the Wizarding World of Harry Potter down there, which I have not had a chance to visit yet. I hope I can do it in May. So if you are interested in the theme park thing, I would go Universal over Disney World. But as far as other things, Orlando has great shopping, really good shopping.
See, I don't.
I don't know if you get into the shopping thing much.
When I vacation, I don't want to go shopping.
Right, you don't want to be around.
I want to go eat somewhere. I want to go see something.
Restaurants stuff is really good. I mean, they've got very, very good restaurants there. The nightlife is pretty good. It's not Miami, but it's solid nightlife. And I presume, like around the Amway Center where WrestleMania is at, that's where the epicenter is.
WrestleMania is at Camping World Stadium.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that. Camping World Stadium. Yes, but that's actually not that far away. And basically all of that fun stuff as far as the nightlife is going to be pretty much centered around that one thing. But One of the cool things that I've done one of my times in Orlando, you're in Florida, just use your basic geography. It's not that wide of a state. The beach is pretty close. You can do either east or west. I would definitely recommend if you do that, and it only takes like an hour, I would go east toward the Daytona area,
yeah,
because Tampa is not, I mean, Tampa has a pretty bad reputation. I'm not a huge fan of Tampa. But I would go east and check out some of the beaches and the stuff to do around Daytona, because that's a pretty fun place to be. So those are some of my recommendations.
I better get to the gym tonight.
That's right. You know, I haven't been there. I think I would be better at giving you advice for this stuff had I been there at a time that I was a little bit older. But, you know, the last time I was there, I was like 17 or something like that. So I was still too young to do some of the really fun stuff. But I'm looking forward to this next trip going down in a few months here. And, hey, maybe you can give me some advice based on what you find out when you're kind of exploring it for yourself.
Really, I just want to find a great seafood restaurant.
That can be done.
And that's actually really my number one goal.
Well, okay, so let's cover this before we go to a break. What is great seafood to you? What do you like?
Well, I like a wide arrangement of seafood.
Like
crab legs. Mm-hmm. I like lobster, might be a little too much.
Right.
But I love crawfish, okay. Shrimp.
Okay. Do you like the actual fish much? Like, you know,
sure.
Mahi-mahi is my favorite.
Ooh.
Mahi-mahi is absolutely amazing.
More like steak, isn't it?
No, that's ahi that you're thinking of.
Okay.
Ahi tuna. That's more like a steak. Mahi-mahi is a lighter, more delicate white fish. They serve it at some restaurants here in town that they do a nice job with it, but it just can't taste quite as fresh as it does down in Florida, where I eat it in Hawaii on a regular basis. Yeah, seafood you can definitely do in Orlando and do it very well, but it is going to bring some spending money, open up your checkbook, because it's not a cheap meal, that's for sure.
We went to a seafood place in San Antonio. It was one of the chains.
Oh, yeah.
But, man, it was good. I love seafood, man. I love crab legs. Need to find something. I'm sure I will.
Crab legs I enjoy eating, but it's not enough food for the work that you got to go through for me.
It's really not that bad. You just got to know how to do it.
Yeah, I'm not very good at that.
I'm pretty solid. Not to
well,
brag.
Those are my recommendations for Orlando. I hope you have a great trip. I guess you're still going to be around
tomorrow,
though, right? All right, so we can talk about it some more. We're going to head to our next break. When we come back, some people have been asking, who would win, K-State in 2010 or South Carolina in 2017? One website claims to have the answer. I'll tell you if they're right coming up next.